a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It is Super Tuesday, the 5th of February, 2008. My name is Mike Chambers. Glad you're with us for the Midnight Rider tonight. We're going to talk about the primaries and the caucuses that are have been ongoing tonight. We've got Alaska that will finish up at 11:30 Central Time, so about 28 minutes from now. We'll certainly, hopefully, start seeing some results out of there before the end of the program. And kind of an interesting night. As far as primaries are concerned, Ron Paul did not do well in primaries. Caucuses, though, Ron Paul has fared better. And we're going to take a look at that and kind of break some of this down, look at some of the exit polling that we've seen and talk about some of that information. And the media's coverage of this is abysmal. Somebody had told me just a little bit ago, they were watching CNN, and I wasn't able to see this because I was actually on the air doing another program last hour, that when they, on their scrolling ticker, as they're scrolling results across, they've not been showing Montana. And after the break, we'll tell you why they're not showing Montana. And it's Montana was one of those caucus states. Montana was said by the Montana GOP to be a Ron Paul state. And we'll give you the reason why they're not doing that coming up here in just a bit. The chat rooms are open at MidnightRiderShow.com and RepublicBroadcasting.org. Two good conversations going on, as always, in both rooms. So, hop on over to either one and grab a name and dive in and join us. A lot of the results are finalized, and you'll see that as we go along to the night that the caucus has fared much better. And when we come back from the break, we'll do a full rundown of how everything will go. Tomorrow night will likely be open lines. Then Thursday night, if all goes well, we'll have William Roberts and Jim Condit Jr. back. I'm still working on getting that all finalized. So that's kind of like a to-be-announced thing. We'll do part two of the show we did Friday night about taking our country back, and we'll get into the alternates and delegates. There's a lot of crazy – a lot of this stuff doesn't make any sense, because I'd always thought the election process was you go vote, and what votes are counted, that's who wins. Well, I have found out that in many instances that is not the case, that in some states the vote is just for show and the real election takes place behind the scenes. And so that's one of the things that we're going to talk about hopefully on Thursday night, and then hopefully Friday night we'll have the Young Guns Roundtable as well. But if you want to join us tonight, your thoughts and opinions are welcome about Stupor Tuesday. That's how I kind of feel like in a stupor. The number, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
If you had not have fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. And I patched up your broken wing and hung around a while. Trying to keep your spirits up. And your fever down. I knew someday
back here on the Midnight Rider on this Super Tuesday. I do want to real briefly talk about this Willie thing, where he has come out saying that 9/11 is an inside job. He's got concerns that the election is going to be canceled. And I've had some people ask me why I haven't covered it. And I'd put up an article on my TruthNet Radio website regarding it today. Just when the whole thing came out yesterday, by the time I knew totally what was going on, when all he had said, I was already in the midst of a show, and with no time to put it up. There's just so many things going on. And while I think what Willie's done, the courage that he has to come out and make those statements, I think is huge. I think it's big, and I want to say for the record that I applaud him for coming out and doing it, and doing it on an audience, on a program with a huge audience like Alex's. I think it's excellent. I wish more people were like him. And you know, Willie, a lot of people have a lot of respect for him because of his farm aid work. And I dare say there won't be a whole lot of people mess with Willie. Because Willie is indeed an American icon. And when this guy speaks, people tend to listen. And he's had his own run-ins with the government, and he knows exactly the types of people these folks are. And so I just want to send out my kudos to Willie Nelson and to Alex for getting him on. I think that's very cool. And I mean, the more people we get pumped up about you know, this information and get it out, the more likely we are to win this thing. And you know, it's one at a time. And whether they're rich or poor, everyone is important. They've all got their role in this little army that we have and that we're building. And I just, you know, I you know, say thank you to him. People like Charlie Sheen, they'll stake their career. Rosie O'Donnell got canned from The View, and they, you know, they stood up and they've, you know, made a lot of statements and got out in front. And I totally appreciate it, what they've done. But there is, just as far as the information and covering it, no, I'm not holding it back, not censoring. There's just so much going on. That you know, it's just hard to cover it all, and everybody gets their own little areas that they focus in and go to. But I'm just the fact that he was on and that he came out with those statements is just absolutely incredible, and I'm tickled pink that he's done it. Willie's like I said, he's an icon, he's a country hero of mine, because my first love musically is country music. And Willie is bar none, probably. Oh, if he's going to rank right up there with a guy that a lot of you probably don't know the name of, his name by a guy named Harlan Howard, who wrote probably some of the best country music, chart topper hits, and you can shake a stick at. I mean, I put him up right there against that. And Willie himself with great hits, you know, Crazy, sold his first song Family Bible for like $50. Did Crazy, The Nightlife he wrote that Ray Price made into a smash hit. Willie had a version of his own. You know, just the list goes on and on and on and on of what he did. He and Waylon with this whole outlaw thing that brought country music really into a type of prominence and got it some attention that it didn't have. I mean, these guys were willing to hang it out and go for broke, and again, you know, even as Willie gets older, he just gets better. And I just want to say thank you to him, thank you for Alex, and for everybody involved in putting that together where Willie could get on a platform and speak his mind. And so I'm very, very, very thankful about that. All right, Mouseketeer roll call, and then we're going to jump into the primary results here tonight. In the RBN chat room, right now, we've got Annie, Catherine, Cherished Heart, CPR Radio, Gulag 2008, Kung Fu Instructor, Meisel, RM Stock, Rogue Dolphin, Schnecke Weasel, and Suzette. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got Amby, Chowda, Mac Daddy, John in Tennessee, Josh, K Bowser, Chris, Manny, Michael. Manny's in there minding the store. It's a great thing. Mo Texas, Newsboy 2012, One Shot, Radical Redneck. He's a high-tech redneck at that because he's online. Slacker and the 00 Viper. Everybody assembled one and all in the Midnight Rider Show chat room. And if you want to join us on the program tonight, please feel more than free to do so. That number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 if you want to join us on the program tonight and to be a part of things. All right, we're going to start running through some of these primaries. And I want to hit the primaries first. The one thing that you're going to see is the amount is how low Dr. Paul does in these primaries, where it's a get-out-the-vote thing, as opposed to getting your organization out to the caucus. It's a huge difference in how all of that works. And in the primaries, down in the South, in Alabama, Mike Huckabee took out John McCain 41% to 37%. Romney in third, Ron Paul in fourth. Quite honestly, all of these primaries, Ron Paul finishes fourth in, except in Missouri, he might have finished fifth. Hang on here. No, he finishes fourth in Missouri. But in Arizona, McCain's home state, he wins. Hillary Clinton beats Barack Obama in Arizona. In Alabama, it's Obama over Hillary. And it's essentially a lot of just delegate trading back and forth. But you've got both McCain and Clinton getting the big delegate states. Arkansas has Clinton winning over Obama, Huckabee over McCain and Romney in Arkansas. Huge margin, of course, 62% actually to 20% for McCain, 13% for Romney, 5% for Ron Paul. California, a lot of the votes still out there. Only 13% of the precincts are in. Clinton is ahead, 55% to 32%. McCain is ahead on the Republican side, 44% to 25% for Romney, followed by Governor Chuck and Jive at 12%, and Ron Paul checking in at 4%. Other candidates in California at 15.71%. So that's not voting well for Ron Paul in California. In Connecticut, 93% of the Republican precincts in. You've got McCain with a big lead, 52%, beating Romney at 33%, Huckabee at 7%, Ron Paul at 4%. On the Democratic side, Obama beating Hillary there. Delaware, Obama beats Clinton there. McCain wins 45% to 33% for Romney, and Huckabee with 15%, Ron Paul with 4%. Georgia, again, down in the South, Huckabee rolls 34% to 31%. For McCain and 30% for Romney. Ron Paul with 3%. Obama at 64% on the Democratic side, taking out Hillary Clinton. It's nearly 2-1. Illinois, still a number of, still a few precincts out. 84% of the precincts are in. On the Democratic side, Obama over Clinton 2-1 again. McCain with 48%. On the Republican side, Romney at 29%. Huckabee at 17%. Ron Paul at 5%. Massachusetts, Romney's home state. He wins going away, 51% to McCain's 41, Huckabee at 4%, and Ron Paul at 3%. So Ron Paul, you know, kind of not very far away from Huckabee there for taking third. And then in the Dems, you've got Clinton over Obama in the state of Massachusetts. In Missouri, you've got Clinton projected to win there. 97% of the precincts in. This is pretty tight. 4,000 vote separation here for the most part. Obama's ahead just a bit, but Clinton has been projected to be the winner based on exit polling. So that's going to be a close race there. So I guess they'll flip a coin and somebody will pull out some ballots that just magically didn't work in the die ball machine. On the Republican side, McCain wins with 33%, Huckabee with 32%, and Romney at 29%, and Ron Paul in with 4%. New Jersey, you've got Clinton over Obama, 53-44. McCain beating Romney 55-29. Huckabee in third and Ron Paul in fourth with 5%. New York, Clinton over Obama 57-40. McCain on the Republican side 51% to 28% for Romney and Huckabee at 11%. Ron Paul at 6%. Oklahoma, my home state, I don't know what happened to Ron Paul here. And I'm really surprised that we didn't get better turnout here. McCain, the winner, 37% over Huckabee at 33%, Romney with 25%, Ron Paul at 3.33%. Clinton, of course, beating Obama. That was pretty much going away, 55 to 31. In Tennessee, Clinton beats Obama 53-40. And then Huckabee in Tennessee with 34% of the vote, McCain with 32%, Romney with 24%, and Ron Paul with 6%. Then down in Utah, Mormon land, Romney running away with an 88% of the vote. Ron Paul in third there. And Obama is going to win there as well in Utah. We'll be back and look at the caucuses on the other side. Plus, we'll talk to Gary in Tennessee. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
We're on the Midnight Rider. Manny, we gotta change that bumper record because it runs like twice, two in a row on that. As much as I love Willie, maybe I'll just send you another Willie song to put in there or something. I don't know. Actually, I've got a whole run of other stuff that I've got to get sent in to add more to the bumper file. Here on the Midnight Rider. Let's take a quick call. Gary in Tennessee, thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
How are you tonight, Midnight Rider?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Can't claim to be an angel, but I'm flying way too close to the ground because I'm hitting it.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's a whole bunch of things. It's 5-4 Supreme Court decisions and bad decisions on bad law. It's I don't know what you call them in the county. I'm not allowed to vote, but it's not because I'm a felon or anything. It's because I won't claim to be a U.S. citizen, but anyway, I think we're going to have to start cleaning the county.
We're gonna have to start at the bottom and work our way up. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm going to have William Robertson, Jim Condit back on hopefully Thursday night to kind of continue going down that road and get people, you know, mobilized and get people. That's what we've got to do. I said that the night of the midterm elections on my on the program I was doing at this time on another network that we needed to basically infiltrate and take these parties over and do it from the inside, and they don't even know what hit them. And that's what we're going to have to do.
Well, I looked at the four first states that have done their voting and the results thereof with no accountability, no paper trail, and so you might as well kiss the ballot box goodbye. There is another box between the ballot box and the cartridge box, and that's the rope box.
Well, I think that a lot of people use that cartridge box as a final step. Why can't we use the cartridge box to protect the ballot box?
Well, I don't know. It's like if it's blatant in the county that you live in, then the person responsible for the vote or the county, whatever position that they're holding to enforce or I guess you would say ensure our correct counting of the ballots, I think they should be held personally accountable, and you can read that any way you want to.
But yeah, and yeah, I think there's going to come a time where we're going to have to take charge of it ourselves. Say no, we're going to sit here, we're going to count these. You're going to do them in front of us, and if you don't like it, that's just too damn bad. Set your butt down, and let's do it.
Well, I think it's going to become a time that all good Americans, God-fearing Americans, and I'm a Christian, but that doesn't mean my God's the right God, I don't know. But I think it's going to go to the streets.
Well, I hope not, because I don't want it there, because when you head down that road, there's a lot of bad things that are going to happen. I mean, a lot of bad things are going to happen.
Not necessarily.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, necessarily. If you take it, well, depends on how you take it to the streets. I mean, if you can get three or four million people to march on your Capitol or to march on Washington and say, you guys aren't leaving until we get something done, that's another story. But if taking it to the streets is going out with the rifles and stuff, dude, that's another story. That's another deal entirely.
3 or 4 million people marching the Capitol is stupid. This is not 1776. What you do is you do selective enforcement, just like they do. You play the same game they're playing, and you pick out those that are the most offensive, and you take care of business. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, that's about as far as I want to head down that line. Gary, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I think you've got to take people out as far as taking them out of office and removing them and saying, look, this, we're not tolerating this anymore. And I think the easiest place to start is at the local level. Look, until we're able to mobilize a bunch of people, and I don't know that we will ever be able to mobilize millions of people at one time to say, you be here this time, right here, and we're going to take care of business with these folks, I don't know that we're ever going to get to that point. Now, should people be prepared for something to happen? Yeah, sure you should. I think, if nothing else, just for your own protection. Because just as they say, I mean, I even heard Judge Andrew Napolitano of Fox News say this, hey, you're at the point, the only thing that you can do at this point is to buy a gun. Does that mean we rush out on the streets with them and start taking care of business? At this point, I don't think so. I think there's other ways that we can do this. We'll come back. We're going to look at these caucuses, and we'll take more calls on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443. We've got Henry in Connecticut and John in Tennessee on board. But real quickly, I want to get to these caucuses and run through these. And you'll see that in these caucuses, Ron Paul performs better because it breaks down to getting your organization out as opposed to getting out the vote. And they've done a pretty good job across a number of these caucuses in getting the organization out. Now, Alaska, we should be seeing some results from Alaska here in just a little bit. Their polls have closed, but they're hand counting in Alaska. Alaska seems to have so much, there's just has their stuff together, period. And if it wasn't so dead gum cold, I might move there. But on the Democratic side right now, with just 20% of the precincts reporting in for the Democrats, Barack Obama is ahead of Hillary 2-1. But nothing on the Republican side. And once we get that information, I will get that to you. Colorado, Barack Obama, 2-1 on Hillary as well. 55% of the precincts in for the Republicans, 84% in for the Dems. Romney is leading in Colorado, 57%, followed by McCain at 20%, Huckabee at 13%, and Ron Paul at 9% in fourth place. Idaho's a Democratic caucus only, with Obama leading 80% to 8-16. Kansas, same thing, 73% for Obama to 27% for Hillary. Minnesota, on the Democratic side, Obama at 67%, Hillary at 32%. Romney is leading in Minnesota with 68% of the precincts reporting in, 42%, McCain at 22%, Huckabee at 20%, and Ron Paul at 15% in fourth place. Double digits for Ron Paul. New Mexico is a Democratic caucus as well. Clinton is ahead of Barack Obama, 42% to 38%. North Dakota has Mitt Romney leading, winning in North Dakota, 36%. McCain at 23%, followed by Ron Paul in third in North Dakota with 21%. Huckabee finishes fourth with 20% in North Dakota. West Virginia earlier today, Huckabee wins in a real game of fol-de-rol. This was a convention-type caucus where essentially Mitt Romney won the first round, but he didn't have 50%. This is kind of a winner-take-all deal in West Virginia. Mitt Romney did not have 51%. He had 41%. And so they went to round two. And essentially what happened is McCain's people got together with the Huckabee folks and some of the Ron Paul people. And the Ron Paul had been eliminated after the first round. And they got together with the Huckabee folks and the Ron Paul people. And essentially what they did is they gave Mike Huckabee West Virginia to keep Mitt Romney from getting the delegates. Now, supposedly, Ron Paul is going to get three delegates out of this. But now you get the Huckabee campaign saying that was never part of the deal, while you've got the Ron Paul campaign saying, oh, yes, it was. So we'll see where that ends up for the three at-large delegates that were promised to the Ron Paul campaign. All right. Montana. This is the big one of the night. Now, the Montana GOP had said that this would be Ron Paul's state, but he actually had a shot to win here. And this came down to the final few precincts. Mitt Romney wins in Montana. It was a Republican-only caucus. I think the Democrats are in June. Mitt Romney wins with 38% of the vote. Ron Paul finishes in second in Montana with 25%. John McCain at 22%. Mike Huckabee at 15%. And it literally came down to the last couple of precincts that put Ron Paul ahead by 42 votes. And in these caucuses, not a lot of votes. And I mean, there's not a lot of votes in Montana anyway, although they have like 640,000 registered voters. And so there you go. Ron Paul in second in Montana. That's the reason CNN wasn't scrolling it across the bottom. But I think that's a big, big deal for Ron Paul to show up well there. And as you can see, he did better in the caucuses across the board. He's done well. The only weak caucus he had has been in Colorado, where he's in fourth with 9%. But he finished in fourth in fourth right now in Minnesota with 32% more to go at 15%. But more double digits for him in these caucuses. And actually a much better showing than in the primaries themselves. And so we've got Alaska holding out here, and we're going to keep an eye on Alaska to see where the totals come in and how it looks, because a lot of people think that Ron Paul has a good shot in Alaska too. Now, right now, the breakdown of states won on the Democratic side: Barack Obama's won 11 and Hillary Clinton has won 9. John McCain on the Republican side has won 8. Huckabee has won 5, and Romney has won 5, and Ron Paul has won none at this point. And winning in Alaska, I think, would be a huge, huge victory if Ron Paul can pull that off. if his grassroots organization can pull that off in Alaska. And so we're going to monitor that, and we'll keep an eye on the rest of them. Most of the primaries are pretty much through. Not much changes in the totals or where they place at. So we're going to focus our attention on Minnesota for the remainder of the evening, because we still got precincts out. And really, Ron Paul, you know, it's not at a couple of thousand votes separate him and Huckabee. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Ron Paul could jump up. I don't see it as likely, but it's still statistically possible. And of course, we're going to watch Alaska and Colorado. See if Ron Paul comes up in Colorado as well. Let's go to the telephone. We'll talk with Henry. Henry, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Yeah, hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. I can hear you just fine.
Yeah.
How are you?
Okay, I did vote today. As I said on another show, I had a neighbor who luckily gave me a lift because the car was in the shop, and he just happened to vote late, like an hour before they closed. We got there at 7:02. There was a line all the way at the front entrance door. And, you know, like a big lobby square, it was at a college, and where the polling place was. And it was all the way, the line went all the way into the gymnasium. But most of them were Democrats. Because a lady came out and asked, you know, any Republicans online, you know, when I got closer to the gymnasium and actually got into the gymnasium. But I will tell you this, I was there for like, about a good half hour, a little more than a half
hour.
Oh, yeah, it was a line packed. I mean, this is the first time I went to a primary, okay, because I'm, like, even though I'm a little older than ones, let's say 20 or 19 or 25, but I tend to vote like they do, and I'm not enrolled in any party, you know, the Democrat Party. If I was to be enrolled in a party, it'd be a Libertarian, most likely the Green Party or Libertarian or Constitution Party. So it's the first time I went to a primary, but that's the largest turnout I've heard for a primary, even though I haven't been to one in, like, probably ever, almost never. It was pretty large. Now, I will say this. Over where I am, I had paper ballot. You know, like you take the SAT scores and you got that oval thing that's shaped like an egg. You fill it in black, a circle.
Right.
Well, yeah, well, that's what I did. Ron Paul was F1. The thing is this, that I didn't get a receipt, though. Nobody gets receipts. So it's still kind of...
Same thing in Oklahoma, yeah.
Yeah, I like the paper ballot part, but, you know, what you do is you stick it in the machine, it sucks the whole thing, and it's a big paper, too. It's like about 8x11 page, a little bigger than 8x11 page. It's almost like a thick card, not card, but thicker than a regular paper, like almost cardstock, but not quite.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And it got the instructions on the back, though. So it's good in that way. It tells people properly how to circle it in and so forth. But I don't know. I still think the thing is rigged because, I don't know. I called a guy at WVOF, which is a college university up here in Fairfield right next to me. And he told me he lived in, maybe has a car or something, he drove away. He lives in Meriden, Connecticut. And he said there they still had the lever and the machines and the cranking with the big lever and the small levers on the screen, you know.
Right.
So apparently this paper ballot thing is not all over Connecticut even. I thought it was. I thought it was universal, at least for Connecticut. Rhode Island has the same thing, though. They're getting the paper ballot. But I don't know they could rig it once the thing sucks into the thing, you know, scans it. I don't know, you know. That's the thing that makes
that's the thing that they're questioning up in New Hampshire.
Right.
Because those are the same type of machines that are in New Hampshire.
Well, New Hampshire was caught. They were caught red-handed. By the way, the people in Ohio went to jail. I want to tell people that thing between John Kerry and Bush and the guy Andy Meyer got beaten up by the assaulted by the campus police in Florida. Because he questioned Kerry whether he's with the skull and bones and whether he gave George Bush the election and did he win the election. Well, I voted for Michael Badnorik in the last presidential election. He was on the Libertarian Party. And the Libertarian Party and the Libertarians and the Green Party did raise enough money to do a recount. And it turns out Kerry did win the election. And he just folded and gave it to Bush. Now, and there's some people in Ohio that were working with Bush and rigging the stuff over there with the election, and a couple of them got 3 years in jail. Now, New Hampshire got caught, like, red-handed, like, within a couple of days after it happened. You know, Ohio took, like, weeks, months, and whatever, I guess, or a year later or whatever.
Right.
But New Hampshire got caught right away. Now, what is the statistic with Connecticut? Who won there?
In Connecticut, it's McCain, 52%, to Romney's 33%.
Okay, so, all right, McCain won, then Romney.
Right.
And then after that?
Huckabee, then Ron Paul.
Then Ron Paul, Now, the Democrat, who won?
Obama. And this was fairly tight. I mean, 50% to 47%.
Okay, so Obama took Connecticut.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they rigged Obama and Ron Paul up in New Hampshire. And it turns out Obama won New Hampshire. And I think Romney won New Hampshire.
Well, as far as Obama, I don't know. I don't think we've seen enough totals on the Democratic side to know if Obama won. Because they only did two counties and then stopped because Kucinich ran out of money. So I don't know if they've done enough to declare that Obama won in New Hampshire, and I still don't know if they've done enough to show that Romney has won, because
they rigged something in New Hampshire. They hijacked New Hampshire and they had guys.
I think that's undeniable because from what we're seeing, either that or.
But maybe it's just rumor. Didn't they do? Somebody did a private recount calculation and found out that it was really Obama and Hillary.
There was a paper, an Italian paper. This was a one-off story. A bunch of people talked about it. I mentioned it, but I had said that I could not confirm it. That it said that it was Obama and Ron Paul, Ron Paul finished third in New Hampshire, and Obama won on the Democratic side. No sources cited, no nothing. But again, you know, if there was this much fraud going on, I mean, I'm plugged into Albert Howard's email list, and I've not heard anything about that. The only thing I've seen from Albert Howard regarding the recount is the lack of cooperation on the part of the state of New Hampshire in expediting the count. They seem to be trying to drag their feet. What they're trying to do, in my opinion, to cover their own little behinds, is to drag this out so everybody has to go home. Little
right.
Do you know, Albert Howard's decided to move to New Hampshire. So he's pitching a tent and camping out. And so as long as they want to take, you know, he's going to be there for that. But I appreciate the call, Henry. Thanks. Got to take another one here. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Mike. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Okay. All things considered. The one thing we can't go doing is storming the parapets with weapons. That's exactly what they want us to do.
Right.
We can't do that. We've got to, like you said before, and it's been discussed many, many times, is you got to start taking this thing back on a local level. Start running for your local political offices. You don't have to be mayor or run for mayor or anything like that. Unless you got a good shot at it, then, hey, go for it. But start taking it back on a local level, a little bit at a time.
Yeah, that's what we have to do, because so many of us, and I know it's the natural response, that when people wake up to this stuff, the first thing that comes into your mind is you've got to pull away.
Mm-hmm.
You want so far away from any of this stuff that so many people, you know, they'll just totally isolate themselves, not go out of their house, not do much anything, just sit online and do research. And that doesn't do anybody any good, because we need to be involved in what's going on in this country to take it back. Because if we're sitting at home just griping and moaning about it, ain't nothing going to get done. Ain't nobody going to get woke up. Nothing.
And that would make us far more worse than the people that never even woke up in the beginning, because we're awakened to this. We know what's going on. We know how to defeat them. But yet, we're going to sit behind our computers and stay there and bitch, moan, and groan all day long.
Yeah, and that seems to be, you know, what has happened. And I know there's a lot of people who have worked really hard and have invested so much of their lives in doing this, but on a massive scale, we haven't seen it. I mean, the thing I'm surprised that I'm excited about out of this whole Ron Paul campaign is the fact that we've got these meetup groups now that are over 100,000 strong, that are growing every day, and many of these meetup groups are already looking ahead, that realize that this is more than just an election. and voting in Ron Paul, that this is about taking the country back, getting it back, getting hold of it. And then, in the end, if we've tried that option and then it doesn't work, okay, then you go grabbing for the guns at that point. But what I think, we have to go down this road. We have to try it because, again, just like you said, this is what they expect of us. But at the same time, I'm not saying don't get yourself ready, because Senate Bill 1959 is back on the table. It's out of committee. It could go to the Senate floor at any time. Folks, you got to get your senators on the phone and start rattling their cages about Senate Bill 1959. We'll talk about that, too, before the program's out. That violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism bill, that's a bunch of just a hoo-ha and nonsense that we've got to get into. But those are the things that we have to stop.
And here's another thing, too, that the other side, unwittingly knowing, handed us. We also, too, have a very nice way of indexing and cataloging this latest election fraud of theirs.
Sure.
And they are just showing that they won't stop at nothing to get whatever it takes to get it done, and we can't stop at anything either.
Well, and for these people, the ends justify the means. They don't care whatsoever. I mean, they'll do whatever they have to do. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Back in a minute with more. We'll talk with Roger in Pennsylvania on the other side here on the Midnight Rider.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
measure for me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see.
Well, it looks like Ron Paul is going to pick up five delegates out of North Dakota tonight. So he's that adds starts adding to the totals a bit. Which also said Mitt Romney's going to get eight and Kane will five, and Huckabee with five as well. Because that's what the numbers are going to be there. And hey, a nice third place finish for Ron Paul in the contest there. So 23 delegates handed out. Three are still uncommitted. And and then in order to have received any delegates in North Dakota, a candidate had to get at least 15% of the caucus vote. And each candidate receives a proportional number of delegates based on the percentage of total votes received. So there you go. And Ron Paul finished at 21%. Let's talk with Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, thanks for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, yeah, thanks. Hey, you'd heard, I keep forgetting, it's a few months old now, where Hillary has been donating her used bathwater to charity. They've been serving it at a mission as onion soup. Hey, it's so easy to penetrate all these media people. I'm just talking to your supposedly appreciative listeners who haven't even tried to exercise their just huge power. If just two or three of them follow through on my poor example, there's no reason we can't triple the syndication of RBN and say every few months. And now I'm going to give just the very, I think, powerful object lesson of maybe the worst station in the entire country might be WABC in New York. Now, in the last 3 months, I've managed to get on there only about seven or eight times with very brutally incisive, powerful plugs for Ron Paul. How is it that I managed to do that? It's because I really haven't been trying, okay? And it's, you open with a line like, not that my lines are any good. And see, this isn't about WABC or much less about me, but this is every station USA, okay? So if I can do that there, that success can be multiplied thousandfold everywhere, including there. And, how is it that on conservative talk radio, the rarest of species is that of a strict constructionist, a real conservative? That gets me to open up for 2 minutes to say anything I want to say, and it actually shuts them up. And then when that I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, people want to be talking, calling the local talk stations to begin with, and just getting on the phone and and just talking and saying, hey, who you support and why, because you're more apt, on a local setting to get time as where you're on Limbaugh. And Hannity or not, I mean, they're waiting for your call.
No, I got. I'm sorry.
And so you're going to do better, in a local environment, and whereas, like I said, in that national environment, they're looking for a call that's either going to make them look good or one that they can burn down an effigy. And that's but a good idea, great idea. Yeah.
You see,
Roger,
thanks
for
carrying me a bit more, please.
Yeah, I'll hold you over on the other side. Just a minute. We're back in a minute with more here on the Midnight Rider.